breathing. Jesus. Get comfortable in your chair. Listen to the quiet music. Music shuts out distractions and allows us to focus meditatively. It uses that part of the brain designed for meditation, the part that thinks in pictures, images, and emotions. Loosen your clothing and relax your breathing. Listen to the music as you slow your breathing down. Feel your breathing. Let it become slower and slower. Jesus is a two-syllable word. Breathe in on the first syllable and out on the second. Jesus. As you do this, slowly, let Jesus take over your breathing as you focus on Him. Breathe in on G and out on Sus. G. Sus. In your heart, focus on Jesus. And breathe, Jesus. As you breathe, ever slower and slower, letting Jesus take over your breathing, picture Jesus in your mind's eye. See Him holding out His arms to you. Go to His arms. And let Him hold you as you continue to focus on your breathing and breathe. Jesus. Let Him love you. Feel the warmth of His arms and His loving embrace. Let Him just love you. You may feel warm as you continue to breathe Jesus and feel His peace and His presence. Feel Him filling you with His love as you continue to breathe Jesus. Picturing Jesus. Most of us have an image of Jesus. For some, it's a picture we saw of Him when we were children. Some of us see Him with long hair and a beard tending His sheep. Some of us picture Him with a group of children. Some see Him as a rugged carpenter or feeding 5,000 people. Some see Him on the cross, resurrected, or ascending into heaven. Picture Jesus in your own mind's eye. Study the picture. Examine the picture. Focus on the picture. As you do, the picture may change, or it may stay the same. You may see yourself in the picture. As you watch the picture, look into Jesus' eyes. See the love radiating out of his eyes as he looks back at you. Feel his love. Let him look into your heart, mind, and soul. Feel the depth of his gaze and just rest. Rest in that gaze. As you look at Jesus and see him looking lovingly at you, you may feel a deep sense of peace and safety flow into your body. It starts at your feet and moves up to your head. You feel lighter, brighter, and warmer. He knows everything and sees everything, yet he still loves you. You feel his peace. Let him love you. Let him look into your heart. Feel his love and peace. Rest in his gaze. Let him love you. Rest in his warmth. Feel his love. Feel his peace in your soul. And store that picture in your heart. You may look at it as long as you like, whenever you like. Walking with Jesus. Get comfortable. Lower your breathing. Feel yourself breathing slower and slower. Adjust for any tension. Allow the stress of life to flow out of your feet. Feel it slipping away. Now close your eyes and feel the world melting away. Breathe slower. You are now in a garden. There are beautiful flowers all around you. Each flower has its own beautiful color. As you see the flowers, you feel more and more relaxed. Study the flowers. As you study the flowers, Jesus comes into the garden. Jesus wants to take you by the hand. Place your hand in his. He wants to lead you through his garden. Look into his eyes. See the love flowing from his eyes. As you watch his eyes, you feel more and more relaxed. He takes your hand gently in his and begins to lead you through the garden. All your cares slip away. Your breathing becomes more peaceful as you walk with Jesus. You see butterflies resting peacefully on the flowers. The sun is shining, and a gentle breeze whispers through the garden. Everything is peaceful. Jesus leads you beside a quiet, deep blue pond. As you gaze into the water, you feel a deep sense of peace and calmness. You sit down on the soft grass next to Jesus and look down into the quiet waters. Everything is still. You lie down and lay your head in Jesus' lap. He begins to gently stroke your forehead while you gaze into his eyes, until your eyes close and you feel the warmth of his tender touch. Soon your whole body relaxes and you feel warm all over. Warm and safe. There is only peace where you are. Only peace. Peace in God's presence. You are now in the presence of God. You have entered his throne room. You are surrounded by his majesty. You feel his peace. You are safe. Surrounding you is a number of columns. Between each column are others focusing on God. No one is looking at you. There is a glow in the room coming from the throne. The glow is God. You feel safe between the columns, safe and alert. You are in the presence of God. You feel his power, but you feel protected. You are waiting patiently on the Lord. As you wait, you realize you are covered in protective armor. You have a bright, shining shield. It is the shield of faith. Nothing can penetrate the shield. You wield it protectively. You have the belt of truth on. You have the breastplate of righteousness. No sword can penetrate your breastplate. You feel covered in God's presence. You have the sandals of peace on your feet. You feel warm. Your head has the helmet of salvation. Nothing can get through your helmet. Your head is protected. No one can reach you. No blow can hit you. You are fully covered. You have the sword of the Lord. He has given it to you to wield and use for his kingdom. You feel powerful and protected by it. You use it under his guidance. You now wait patiently for his leading. You rest in his presence. You are to do nothing until he directs you. Your will is surrendered. You yield to his authority. He is God. You wait on him. You are surrounded by his love, power, and protection, and you feel safe. With his armor on, you are fully covered. You are in his presence, and you are safe. God is light. Look, off in the distance. You should see a light. It might be small. It might be bright. Focus on the light. As you watch the light, it gradually comes closer. Watch the light. Study the light. Focus your whole attention on the light. This is the light of God's glory. You are not afraid. It is a holy light. Wait on the light. Let the light touch you. It is warm. The light is God's love. Let the light of God's love enter your being. It moves inside you. Let it. Let it move throughout your body, warming and healing everything that it touches. It may start at your head and move to your toes, or expand as it goes. You feel loved. As the light moves, it cleans out fears, bitterness, betrayals, hurts, and past pain. Let it. The light surrounds you and becomes you. You are all light. The light of God's presence, His healing light. You feel light. You feel warm. You feel peace. You are being healed. Hurts melt. Fears fade. Bitterness drops away. You are whole, wanting to be filled. The light continues its journey within you. It does not stop until it reaches every corner of your heart, mind, soul, and being. You feel loved. You feel at peace. You feel with God. Rest in the light. Glory of God. God takes you into His throne room. You are in His inner presence. Jesus is at His right hand. The Holy Spirit is within you. You feel a conversation going on. The Holy Spirit looks within you. He explains to Jesus your hurts and fears. He tells Him your pain and your dreams, both realized and unrealized. You do not even know all the things He tells Him, since He searches the depths of your being. Jesus leans over and talks with His Father. You cannot see His Father, but you feel His presence. It is everywhere. It is within you. It is outside of you. It is all around you. There is nowhere it is not. You feel loved. You feel safe. They are talking about you, but they love you. They want to care for you and protect you in all you do. You know they love you. You know they care for you. You are at peace and you wait. Soon, the glory of God surrounds you. You are lifted up and placed carefully in His hand. You feel His presence, and you are safe. No one else in the world is here. They cannot be. His presence is too powerful. You are totally safe and totally secure, surrounded by His love and glory. He knows you completely, and yet He loves you. He made you, and you are His. He will not hurt you. He will only heal and protect you. Feel safe in His presence. Feel secure. God's rest. Enter into God's rest. On the seventh day, God rested. He wants all His children to rest. He says, "Come, all those who are heavy laden or burdened, and I will give you rest." It is time to enter God's rest. You are with God. You may be with God the Father, God the Son, Jesus, God the Holy Spirit, or all three. You are going to enter into God's rest. Close your eyes. Get comfortable. Focus on God. Begin to rest. Lower your breathing. Slow your breathing down. See Jesus. Breathe, Jesus. Now see the light. Let the light touch you. Feel the light. Be warmed by the light. Be loved by the light. The light is God's love. You are in God's throne room. He leads you into His garden. You rest beside a quiet pond. The Lord is with you. You are alone with Him. You rest. You relax. You breathe in His Spirit. You are loved and alone with God. He touches you. He heals you. He provides for and protects you. You are safe. Rest. Wait alone in His presence. Spend the time there as long as you want. When you leave, leave with Him. You are safe. Peace.